This is not necessarily an interview, it's more like a guided discussion and dialogue. I will be talking with my mother. We watched the movie Emma, the latest version with Anya Taylor-Joy, 2 days back, so that we would have something to talk about in English. So I watched the movie once before because Zlatka said it was really good. And this was also the reason why we watched it together, because Zlatka said it was very good. You read the book before?
Yeah, I read the book when I was young. It was my first book by Jane Austen, actually. I read it in Czech. I've never read it in English. And it was my first experience with English version of the film.
Yeah, it was like your first Emma movie, not just your first time watching this specific movie.
This specific movie.
You saw other Emma movies?
Actually, not. So you are right, yeah.
Yeah.
No Emma movie ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a long time since you read the book, but you did enjoy it, no? I mean, you read other Austen books afterwards.
Actually, I enjoyed it, and that was the reason I started to read other books by Jane Austen. But actually, it's not my favorite. It's one of the least favorite I have.
Yeah, I n did not read any Austen. I sometimes thought about maybe like reading Sense and Sensibility because it's my favorite movie. But I mean, I always think about it. But even like Zlatka read many of them, but she didn't. I think she didn't even finish reading Emma because it was too lengthy.
But if you read it in English, it's so beautifully written, I must say, that even though the Emma is not the best example, and I would not recommend anybody to start with this book, actually it's enjoyable in English to read because
For the language.
she did it nicely. It's just beautiful.
Oh yeah, so it's even Emma is like in certain way you could recommend it because of the way the language is written, right? And there
That's
is
true, that's true. But
and do
it's the
you lose some of
style.
it in the English Czech? Like, is it not a great translation?
I don't think it was a bad translation, but for me, if I read it in English, it has something more to add. Because I practiced English. So I read book and practiced English. So it was like a doubled,
Yeah, it had more warmth to
Pros.
you in that way.
Yeah.
It still seems because I have not read any of those books, but I have listened to a lot that my sister said about them. And you know that when Zlatka starts talking about books, she's going to tell you a lot. Like some of the books I have not read, and I had like entire idea what it is about because Zlatka told me everything.
I really pity you haven't read any of them.
I might get to reading Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility.
I like even the Nottingham Abbey.
Yeah, and I saw that movie and I thought that maybe that would have been also like a other possible choice, but I want to show that movie to Zlatka because I think she would really
There
like
is
it.
also a
There is a
movie.
movie and it is actually really well done. It's
So I would like to see this one because this
yeah.
I liked more.
Because it's very
Actually, Pride and Prejudice, I probably read the latest,
Yeah.
even though it's probably the most famous, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say. But I
And
think
actually, I prefer Sense and Sensibility, but the reason will be probably the film,
the movie
because
isn't.
the movie, it's American film.
I would say movie because I think film is the word you would use. It's a more European one, but I don't think it's like this difference between American and British. I know it more like European versus American, but I have no idea. I have no idea. We call it film here, but I sometimes the word film doesn't go as well across in this like language.
Yeah, because Sense and Sensibility, I love Hugh
Yes,
Grant, and
there's Hugh
Emma
Grant and
Thompson.
Emma Thompson
They
and
are
Kate
just
Winslet
marvelous,
and Alan Rickman in like a kind
Richmond?
of Rickman.
Rickman?
Yeah, in a kind of a rare role of like a romantic prospect. right?
That's a funny image.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is a bit rare for him, but and also I always watch it in English because I feel like let's not rob ourselves of his like speaking, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's
like it's so well spoken that even though the Czech dubbing is always great, especially in those like older movies, it's just no reason not to watch it in English.
But I don't know. Have I ever seen it in English?
Well, we can watch it together. I think it's on Netflix. It's. Or did they take it away? Because they were supposed to take Sam Austin away. I think there's only the Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice one. Because I watched that with my grandma.
I don't know.
Did you see the Pride and Prejudice series with...
Probably never.
I don't know why I watched Austin movies, but I watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I watched the entire series.
And that's, I think, quite sad. You know, you've seen all these films, new movies, as you say, but it never, like, took you to decide to read it.
Yeah, but also the problem was that I watched the movies and I was in Brno. And it is a lot easier to watch a movie on the go than it is to read a book. And also, I think I watched it at like either the beginning or the end of the exam period, because I sometimes, when I'm like painting or doing something, I put something on the background and it's either somebody talking to me, but... Or it's a movie that I know very, very well, that I will like want to. It's like we use the Love Actually when we are, you know,
packing boxes the, for Christmas.
Packing the Christmas presents, because you are not necessarily watching it, but you still get the atmosphere out of it. And some of the things that I listen to sometimes, because it's always new, it's not always very positive.
But I have an idea. This book could be like audiobook.
I know,
maybe?
But I sometimes have problems with audiobooks because
it's much better to listen to them.
Yeah, but I genuinely don't really enjoy the voices they choose for them. I sometimes have a big problem with the ones
I had
who
only
talking.
Like twice or maybe three times that I really dislike.
Yeah,
the
but
voice?
I dislike plenty of the voices that you listen to. I feel like it's just that you listen to so many of them that you have a like different appreciation for them. Because you mostly listen to audiobooks.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And I mostly listen to other stuff.
And it's funny because I love like there is a series of Irish like criminal cases,
yeah,
and it was like, you know, not me, yeah, but me. It,
yeah,
it's
you listen to the like 1920s to 1940s, 50s, British sort of crime, sort of.
But also
Agatha
new ones.
Christie.
But so
I have only ever heard
the
old ones from
the
you.
Scottish one, the M.C. Beaton. I listened to like
Scottish
30,
one.
And she wrote it from Cotswolds. It was wonderful, but when they finished, I found the way. At the beginning, I didn't understand very well to this policeman, Hamish Macbeth.
Yeah, you can understand him very well.
But I slowly like got into it, and it was real fun in the Scottish dialect, you know, from the Inverness. Very far. And then now I switch for the Irish one, and it's such a laugh. The English is just so different, but it's so
thing,
sweet, you
some,
know.
It's, I feel like a similar experience when we are young, and if we have not like really gone to Slovakia often enough, we don't understand what they are saying. But now it's not a problem at all. Like, even if you say some strange things, I will absolutely understand. And I think it's similar way if you speak well enough English and you encounter an accent that you have not heard before, or like even slang, because, you know, Scottish is an accent, but they have a lot of their own words and a lot of ways that they just change the words for their own purposes, and you have to listen to it for some time or like encounter it often enough for it to start being not necessarily natural, because like Slovak is not it's incredibly funny. It's every time it's incredibly funny. I understand that it's a normal language for somebody that they speak in. Exactly. But it is so funny when people are speaking in a very strong accent, because we don't really. Like, I kind of lost a bit of the Prague accent.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't. But it's, we talked about it with Maru because she's from Brno, which is not, like, you couldn't tell. Absolutely, in her voice, you couldn't tell that she's from Brno. And neither of us sound specifically from a region.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe, and she said that she thinks that maybe it's because I talk so fast that there is no like space for me to elongate my words anymore. Like, you can't sing if it's just pum pum pum.
So I'm speaking also,
but I think
very
I'm
quickly
doing
okay.
the we at the beginning less, which is, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bokno situation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I tried, you know, when you were.
I know you really tried to get us.
Yeah.
Stop doing that, because there are
because
some
it's
things
really
that are
awful,
like
have
something
you know,
that just sounds
it's
horrible.
It's really awful. Yeah. And I also tried very much to switch for the kteří instead of kteří.
That is not gonna help. That is not gonna happen. I'm so sorry. I do not like that word very much. Kteří sounds so. It is very
so
pointy,
nicely,
but also
nicely.
Soft, and it's just such a needle, and I do not like it.
But it's a right word for that.
I don't
know?
Care. There are so many right words that people use and don't use.
But it looks like
it's
you
language.
Don't know how to speak proper Czech. Problem.
Well, other people also don't know how to speak proper Czech. No,
but it's not, you know.
But that's the point. It's how is it that Czech has a proper Czech and everybody else is like doing it wrongly? But if you go and think about English, there is a general British, but nobody really talks to general British. And sure, it's the BBC version, but you can talk in any other accent and any other slang, and it's just charming and cute and glorious. And
but
when I'm talking in my
to be a teacher, you should speak. I should speak as well.
Yes, it would be great.
It would look not really good in my job.
I mean, yes, you also need to be able to talk properly.
I try. I'm not saying
but
that I am doing it 100%, yes. But this one, it's something, you know, it hurts my ears.
Yes, but hopefully as a teacher, I will mostly be talking in English. So, yeah, we did wander away from our point of discussion, but we had a nice discussion about a lot of stuff, and it wasn't about the usual things that you would talk to me about if I gave you a free rein to talk to me about stuff. So, I think we did a great job.
Just going to